And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcast and Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. A Huron County man has resolved a years-old case in district court. Howard Thomas IV pleaded guilty today to operating while visibly impaired. The charge stems from a March 2021 traffic stop in Brookfield Township, where police discovered 19 nanograms of active THC in his system. During the hearing, the prosecution agreed to dismiss a separate bond violation filed against Thomas in 2021. Thomas, who told the court he was homeless at the time of the incident, is currently working to resolve outstanding legal matters. The judge ordered him to pay a total of $655 in fines and costs, with the final balance due by September 14th. In Huron County District Court, a probable cause conference was held for Nathan Allen Melnick. Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace presented a plea offer requiring the defendant to waive his preliminary examination. Under the proposal, Melnick would plead guilty to either possession and obstruction of a police officer or fourth degree fleeing and eluding with the third degree habitual offender charge. In exchange, the prosecution would dismiss count two and decline to file count three. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney, representing Melnick, stated they are currently evaluating their options. Rooney confirmed that he has received all discovery materials and reviewed the video evidence. The preliminary examination remains scheduled as planned for next Friday, August 28th. In Huron County District Court, Ryan Gannon Olson entered a no-contest plea to a charge of assault and battery. The agreement allows for a 180-day delay of sentence, provided that Olson completes a Thinking Matters class, performs 18 hours of community service, and maintains a no-contact order with the victim. The plea was entered to address potential civil liability. Judge Ferris accepted the plea after reviewing a police report from the Huron County Sheriff's Office. Sentencing is scheduled for September 10th at 10 a.m. to allow the prosecution to consult with the victim. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere, for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.